I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Well, color us a little embarrassed, Woodsy.
Very embarrassed right now. Very embarrassed.
No, I mean, nothing inappropriate, no. Obviously, but we were doing a little behind-the-scenes production work during the break. You can't hear it. You know, we're recording a spot. We got a new, we got an old new sponsor returning today to the show.
Yes.
And we're recording a couple of commercials. Now, it doesn't always go as smoothly as the final product sounds, and we can have to do multiple takes occasionally. Well, we didn't realize this, but Paulie had already brought our next guest, Adam Jones, up on the Zoom, so he could hear everything that was going on, all of our mistakes,
he was laughing at us, all of our problems.
Let's Hi, go out Adam. To our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan.
Look at the Zoom, and in the chat it said these ad takes are hilarious,
unbelievable.
I said, you know, how do you get that production done in between breaks? And he goes, always working. I get it, but now I want a bra.
Hey, this is the job, Adam. This is the job.
This is the job. Very glamorous.
But who says the verse? That was me. Yeah.
Well, so it's, you know, hot dogs, and they call them like the worst.
Like bratwurst, you know.
And so the tagline being the absolute worst.
Doghouse, the absolute worst.
I'm glad we could make you laugh. This morning, Adam Jones. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hey, always good, man. My wife's in Greece. I got the boys by myself. So, hey, send some help.
I'm going to ask you this as a dad. How many boys do you have?
Two. Yep. Eight and six.
Okay, I got two, four, and 18 months. Nothing against our beautiful queens. Do you find it easier to parent when it's just you and the boys? Because I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like they when it's just me, it's just one direction. If my wife's around, they look at me and they look at her, and I'm like, "Damn, they about to get a second opinion on something I didn't ask for." This.
It's crazy how early they realize that we have no actual authority.
Correct.
At the home. What you say doesn't go unless you're there by yourself. There. You are second in command, so they need to check They need to check with the the admiral. Ahead of the captain.
I told my 4-year-old last night. I go, "Hey." No hitting in the house. You don't throw up balls and hit in the house. He goes, "Well, Mama didn't get mad at me." I go, "But I did. I told you not to." I walk back in the kitchen, this throwing up, hitting, and he goes, "Mama said it was fine." I'm like, "You know what? Never mind. I'm just going to go back to my room." I love it, man. I love it. That's
my family. My wife is an attorney, and her dad's an attorney. Her brother's an attorney. All this attorney. So everybody, I mean, all my kids, like, they question everything. I'm like, "Bro, this isn't science. My house is a dictatorship, okay? This is not, the house is a dictatorship. Outside, we can negotiate. Inside the house, ain't no negotiating."
Right.
What the heck y'all talking about?
Oh, I love it so much.
But it's fun, though. I do love the alone time. I mean, my wife has done a great job while I was playing. So, you know, she's in Greece right now and living it up. I'm jealous as hell. But, hey, me and the boys are doing all the things that she says we can't do.
That's exactly right. Just eating like crap, playing video games, having a blast.
Ice cream. Last night, we went to go get some ice cream and all this stuff. And I sent her a picture. She's mad. My kids tried Warheads for the first time last night. I got a good video of it. Yeah, I got a good video. They're like, that's nothing. 15 seconds in, they're both screaming. Oh, I said, nope, gotta keep going.
It's the worst.
Gotta keep going. Yep.
So good, man.
There's no second opinion. We can just do what we want.
So, Adam, we were just talking about what Anthony Rendon did last night. Yeah. I imagine you saw it turning around left-handed off of Brett Phillips.
That's unreal, man.
Could you have done something like that? How much skill does that require?
I mean, it requires a lot of skill. You still got to do it. And you hit the ball 400 feet. Anthony Rendon, a tremendous athlete. And someone I've seen a tweet, is like, he was 0-for-4 at that point, and we don't risk 0-for-5. I talked to Pete Rose one time, I was in Vegas, and he said, son, the key to getting all them hits was I didn't get 0-for-5. If I got my fifth at bat, I was getting that hit. And I was like, makes a damn good point. And he just goes left-handed. I know the game's out of hand at that point. You got a no-hitter going on. There's a lot of excitement going on. Trout went deep, Ohtani went deep. I mean, it's 10-0. Like, it's just, that game was wild. And I think that was just like the icing on the cake. And then, I mean, I think obviously the icing on the cake was Mr. Detmers getting himself a no-hitter, which was amazing. But for baseball, you want to talk about fun, that's fun. You know, I remember when Javier Baez did it. They have to be in these routes. Few and far in between. It's just like a pitcher pitching. I know that Phillips likes to pitch and does some funny stuff and all that kind of stuff. But, I think it's fun for the game when you see stuff like that only in blowouts. But let's get back to the competitive game. I don't like blowouts.
Yeah, blowouts aren't really fun. I was going to ask you when you were coming up through the minors, because I have a buddy, and I think you know my buddy Steve Boggs. You know Boggsy.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, when he came up in the minors, they're like, oh, he's fast. So guess what? You're switch hitting. He's like, but I'm not a switch hitter. I've never switch hit in my life. They're like, you are now. So you get to the high, like the you're a professional now. You're getting paid to play baseball, and they decide out of the blue, hey, you're fast, so we want you to learn how to switch hit. I can't, being at that level is terrifying enough for a young kid, but then having to switch hit, did they ever try to get you to do that too?
No, what they did was I was switching in high school, and they told my ass to stop. That was so I'm the opposite. They said, hey, look at that. We want you as a right-handed hitter, as a shortstop, or we're going to put you on the mound. Stop switching. I was like, well, hell, you give me this money, I'm going to do whatever you tell me there, boss. And, I'm the opposite of a lot of stories. But, I mean, it's crazy, though. I have seen a lot of organizations tinker with a lot of players and tell them to do things that they have not done. And I get it. If you've done it, dibbled and dabbled into it into high school and earlier – cool, but if you're just trying to, it's really hard. Like, not everybody's going to be an Eddie Murray that just picks it up at a late age. You know what I mean? So it's tough, and especially when these are your employers, these are the people that are paying you. They're telling you what to do. Your future is in their hands. You have to listen to them. Even sometimes it might not be in your best interest athletically, but you still have to listen to them, and sometimes you just have to make the best of that decision. Of the situation, I should say.
Talking with Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods. And Adam, Padres are going to be without their skipper, Bob Melvin, for a week or
I've seen
two.
That.
Yeah, going to have prostate surgery. Hopefully everything's going to be fine and he's going to come back. But I wanted to ask you, for a player, how important is the manager on a day-to-day basis? Obviously they're important. They're filling out lineups, they're making key decisions. But did you have regular interaction with your manager? I know Bob likes to stay fairly hands-off, he says. Out of the clubhouse, let players handle things themselves for the most part. How important would it be, if the manager was gone for a little while?
Well, I mean, someone like Bob is a leader. I was fortunate enough to have Showalter, a leader. So, it's the leader of your group, and I get it. The players control the locker room. Buck was great. Myself, O'Day, Weeters, Hardy, Markakis, Machado, Scope, we all ran the locker room. Buck was not in the locker room. If he needed to come in there and do something, he would be in there, but he wasn't in the locker room. He let us players do everything we needed to do until, it was like we're in a skid or something, then okay, you gotta do what you gotta do. But Buck every day said, bring it. You police yourselves, you're grown men. You police yourselves, and I'm gonna manage that bullpen. And that's Buck's, that was his message. BMO, I think that he's the same. He's letting these guys go. He's letting these starters get themselves out of jams. Last night Clevinger came out early, but again, he's coming off TJ. Let's build them innings up. August, he's going to be out there for 110 pitches. But again, you got some leaders in that clubhouse. As I'm looking at the Padres website right now, you got Machado and Hosmer, two guys who have been through the grit. And, you know, these guys know, they understand what's at hand. And I think if you add, you know, there's obviously going to be some couple pieces that need to be added at the trade deadline. That's just always how it works. So I just hope that the Padres have that flexibility to add the right pieces when the right time comes.
No, it's a great point, and we talked about it yesterday. You know, you hit a little bit of a skid a few games. You had a beautiful walk-off on Mother's Day that was incredible. But then when you really, really think about it, you're like, those are the first runs we've scored in, you know, 27 innings or something. When you're in it, though, when you're in, maybe not you personally, you're getting a couple knocks a game, but when the team itself is scuffling offensively, and this was beyond a scuffle, granted, very, you know, they're not putting up a ton of runs this season, but nobody is. Nobody's really blown it out of the water. Maybe the Angels now in Major League Baseball. Adam, how hard is it, or how much do fans not understand that it's such a long season and that the players don't really worry about it? Because I know we all get upset. Hey, let's trade this pitcher for a bat. We need to spark this offense. Probably in the clubhouse, it's a different scenario, yeah?
Well, of course it is, but your job is to talk about it the daily of the game, and you have to go on the daily. So the daily, the temperature is up and down in baseball. But as in the clubhouse, those guys know that, look, at, hey, we lost five straight. We have to minimize that. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about, why are the Dodgers and the Astros and, you know, the Yankees, why are these teams so good? Because what they do is they mitigate losing streaks. Okay, they might lose three. They are not losing five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to – good teams are going to struggle. It doesn't matter who it is. Right now, the Blue Jays offense is amazing. They're struggling right now.
Yep.
They're going through a little bit right now.
They got players, okay? So.
You know what I mean? You don't think that's not going to happen, but you just have to – you just got to grind with each other, because you understand that there's going to be 40 wins, 40 losses, no matter what. The other 82, you better grind for, and you're going to have to figure out and match. And, you know, one thing, I was watching the game last night. I'm really happy about how Suarez has turned himself around.
Yes.
He looks like he's taking his time and just throwing strikes, pounding that zone, and he's got nasty stuff. And, I mean, I was talking about, he just has to get comfortable, relax himself. And it looks like he's slowly done that, and it's good to see, because he's really good.
All right, I'm going off the board for my next question. Did you see the Tom Brady news that when he's done with his career, he's going to join Fox as their lead analyst, and they've already agreed to what, $37.5 million?
Now they've come out and said
that's not necessarily,
true. But listen, it's not going to be for $750,000 starting salary.
Exactly.
No, it's going to be big. Yeah.
I mean, your
leak number is around there.
You're a former ball player. Is there any of that that big money for Adam Jones from one of these networks? You gonna call around a little bit, have your agent check in, knock on some doors?
I think we need to. I mean, if that's the kind of, I mean, I'll get it. Somebody said, why would you give someone that much money? And then the first comment, Tom Brady's an anomaly. Ain't no one like him. There's no, unless you put Michael Jordan in the booth, there's nobody like Tom Brady. That's why he's getting all that money. But I guess he's trying to catch his wife. Golly.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's trying to catch her in financial earnings. I mean, that is a woof.
Can I say this?
And
this?
But again, he's an anomaly. So there's no price tag on Tom Brady, because he is the greatest of all time. I think that was it was cemented, obviously, when he won his fifth. Then his sixth, it was like, you know, just keep doing it. When he left and went to another franchise, another league, and did it again, like, that just was like, okay, everybody else, you guys are just two. There ain't no 1Bs no more. It's 1A and then two.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, he is. He's,
yeah,
he's the
greatest. There's no two anymore. There's no, I mean, 1A, 1B greatness. It's one, and then there's two A's. Now you want to figure that part out.
I do think, too, there's a part of it that people will tune. If you hate Tom Brady, you're still tuning in. You are. You're tuning in.
I don't know why you hate Tom Brady. What you hate about him?
I don't get it either, but he's got his haters out there for
Some
sure.
Some people just hate successful, hate success. Handsome, rich people.
It's envy. It's envy. It's jealousy, the whole bit. But I think
6'5", good looking, great life.
Handsome as hell. And people hate that. You know, they do. But I think people will tune in to see, hey, is this going to be where he finally falls on his face? It's not an easy gig. Broadcasting is not an easy gig. I love baseball. AJ, no. I watch a ton of baseball every day. I got the opportunity to do color at spring training, and I was the worst. And I love this game, and I'm excited about this game. I'm passionate. I hated every single solitary second I was in there doing color for a minor league or for a spring training game. Yeah. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I did. And I was like, this is not what I'm good at. This in here, this is where I feel comfortable. That was not where I felt comfortable. So I wonder if people are tuning in to go.
I was fantastic alongside him, Adam.
Yeah, Ben was actually very good.
I did really, really well, and I enjoyed it.
I was not good at it, man. And I think people are going to tune in to see if he if this is something he finally can't be great at.
I think so. But like, same with, I mean, Tony Romo, fantastic.
So good.
People thought he wasn't going to be good at it. He's making $18 million a year. That's more than he's making when he was a player.
It's insane. I mean, the money.
Damn, I'm going to go back to journalism school or something.
You don't need it.
I'm just going to ask somebody.
Just keep coming on our show.
You know what
build
you
a
do?
Little resume.
You know what you do that's really so great, Adam, is you're yourself. You be yourself, and it comes out over the radio. I mean, people hear that. You're not trying to be a broadcaster. You're not trying broadcastery. Woods calls it kind of pukey.
Yeah, pukey
on the air.
It's Adam Jones.
You're just yourself, and I think that resonates with people. So don't change a thing.
Maybe because they're not seeing my face, so it's like, you know, like I got like that hidden cover. So I'm like, I got a little shield, a little invisibility. Oh. Maybe when my face is showing, I might be like camera shy. But oh damn.
Oh, we know really all about that. Yeah,
probably not. I'm not afraid of it. I mean, you make mistakes, say the wrong name and stuff like that. Just try not to say it too often, I guess.
Adam, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty.
Appreciate you.
There he is, Adam Jones. Another legendary appearance with Ben and Woods on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Fan hotline, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.